Practically speaking, clothes cover us up. They hide the body's private parts and its bulges, and they keep us warm and comfortable. But speaking just as practically, another purpose of clothes is speaking. As far as Dr. America knows, there aren't yet clothes embedded with the computer chips that talk or sing, although there's an idea for you. Still, clothes say a lot about the people who wear them, and a cultural critic can discover a lot about a people or a culture by examining their clothes. Today, we are investigating a t-shirt that says cheerfully, "Born to Shop." The t-shirt itself is an interesting phenomenon, but Dr. America is mainly concerned with this message, which appears to be either false or misleading. Indeed, the crack research team of the American Studies Museum has discovered that, despite its omnipresence in American society, shopping is, in fact, neither a natural nor an instinctual act. The museum's researchers began with the culture's most prevalent account of creation, and they find that the Bible doesn't offer much evidence that people were created to shop. They may have been born for care and compassion, for commitment and community, for curiosity and creativity. But there seem to have been no commandments to shop. Even on the seventh day, when God rested, he didn't use his leisure to go shopping. In Genesis, of course, after the fall, Adam and Eve clothed themselves because they were ashamed, but it doesn't appear that they shopped for their apparel. The ASM's crack research team also finds little scientific evidence for the proposition that people are genetically wired for shopping. Indeed, anybody who's seen a newborn baby can testify that they're not yet fully equipped for shopping. There's also little cultural evidence that people have always been shoppers. Although many Americans act as though shopping is a birthright, history shows that human beings live fully human lives for thousands of years without shopping. The t-shirt that says "Born to Shop," notwithstanding, shopping is a social and not a biological construction. According to Family Money magazine, the average American child makes a first trip to a mall at 2 months of age. By 2 years, the average kid can name a product. By 4, they can evaluate a product. And at 6, they've internalized the idea that better brands cost more. At the relatively late age of 11, they begin to understand that some claims are misleading. In our culture, growing up means growing up to be shoppers. So the t-shirts would be more accurate if they said "taught to shop" or "seduced to shop." From Sesame Street on, children watch television shows that tell them that commercial transactions are normal and natural. Parents give them an allowance, which allows them to enter the world as consumers. Magazines give them advice on spending money wisely, but seldom on not spending at all. Advertising teaches American kids the meanings of products, the imputed characteristics that make some things cool and other things merely functional. Schools teach students to budget their money and balance a checkbook, and they teach skills that enable graduates to earn an income that is their passport to the wide world of shopping. And as Robert Wuthnow shows in his comprehensive study, "God and Mammon in America," our religions tend not to question the materialism that shopping represents. In this culture, we may not literally be born to shop, but we are pretty much bound to shop. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, reminding his listeners that, as the billboard says, there's only one more shopping day until tomorrow.